With 2014 ending, nothing much has changed for the better around Damascus for the insurgents. 4 years into the bloody conflict, the government of President Bashar al-Assad remains stable, gaining more momentum after he won a new term in office in the first multi-candidate presidential elections in the country. 2014 was definitely tough, but for the Syrian government, it carried many positive developments, kicking off with the much-anticipated Geneva talks that ended with no results. A crushing stalemate and lack of results drove the United Nations envoy to Syria, Al-Akhdar al-Ibrahimi, to resign and to be replaced by the veteran Swedish diplomat Stefan de Mistura. Mistura came to Damascus aware of the obstacles. He is reportedly working on a plan to freeze fighting around the city of Aleppo. This is a major gain for the Syrian government, as it is widely seen as the key player in the Syrian crisis that no one can afford to ignore.
I think it can be successful when those opposition parties would believe in certain targets that USA would not agree with them to believe in. Mostly, most important among them is to seize off the bloodshed of the Syrian people. If they would go to such dialogue, to such negotiations, I am sure that most of them would be in good agreement with the Syrian government.
Diplomatic efforts have also been underway by Russia to bring the players in Syria at the negotiation table. On the ground, the Syrian government made gains throughout the country, further securing the periphery of Damascus and taking the once militant stronghold of Al-Qalamun area along the Lebanese border, while winning more grounds against the militants near Aleppo.
The tide has already turned in favor of the Syrian government on the international arena. The Syrian government has just reopened its embassy in Kuwait, with other countries are reportedly going to do the same soon. This shows that the isolation imposed on the Syrian government may end very soon. Alaa Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus.